we're very proud of what we're doing in Donegal in terms of ensuring that local communities are benefiting from wind farms and wind infrastructure that has been developed near to them. And, you know, we're funding fantastic projects in Donegal, and some of them would struggle to find alternative funding. And it's critical that these communities, when they see a wind farm being developed, when they see renewables as part of the transition away from fossil fuels, they also see the benefits for themselves. So what we're looking to do is continue to develop wind energy, continue to see it take its place as a really key part of Ireland's electricity system, conscious that the more clean energy we can generate for homes and farms and schools and businesses across the country, the more we can invest in communities and counties like Donegal.
A lot of people will argue that the potential harm done to communities as a result of wind farms is not offset by community allocations. You would still have, many would argue, a job to do in convincing communities of the benefits of wind farms.
I think we always need to be doing better to communicate what wind energy delivers to communities and nationally. You know, we provide about a third of Ireland's electricity. We reduce carbon emissions in this country by almost 3 million tonnes every year, and we prevent around €220 million of foreign fossil fuel imports. Those are the big national figures. But we also need to be having the conversation locally, talking not just about community benefit payments, for example, but also the amount that wind farms invest in commercial rates in counties like Donegal, where we put in a substantial amount of money to support local services in counties. We always need to be doing better. We always need to be engaging more and having those conversations with communities and reflecting not just the benefits wind can deliver nationally, but the benefits wind can deliver for communities.